Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Michael, where are the shoes? Are they over here? I think I'll look at these.
She looks back at me like, what's going on? Are you following me?
Right.
Like, I'm the creep. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I know this is weird. I'm just trying to get the Red Bulls. They're on sale.
Open it. Want a jolly swig, Minky boy, Billy Bong under the shade of a
gully battery. I'm dead. Nice to see you, boy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Put your feet up. Take your shoes off. It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox. I am
that's
very
my favorite
excited.
Sox hat that you wear. That's your St. Patrick's Day Sox hat.
This is, and this one holds Fighting up. That. This is a spring training St. Patrick's Day Red Sox cap.
I think we were with you when you got that.
Were you really?
Yes.
I don't know.
The year we were down of our
this
Lord.
This is the little logo on the side
with the Irish shamrock.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I've edited a lot of hats. I don't have as many as I used to. I also have edited jerseys because I just didn't wear them.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of the thing. There's a lot of stuff that's gone to Goodwill, and I just don't have them. But I will tell you, it's still there. It's still there because of the negativity that you feel towards the end of a game when it might be elusive. This is a surprise. The Red Sox mowing down the Yankees, that was a surprise. Beating the Astros the way they beat them was an amazing surprise. And now it's on to either Milwaukee or Los Angeles.
What is your gut feeling? Who do you think they'll face in the series?
I think they will face the Dodgers, and that's who I would prefer them to face because, you know, the big market team and the L.A. Dodgers, and, you know, that'll capture the imagination. But it is very, very exciting, and it was nice that they button the game up before 2 o'clock in the morning last night,
nice.
Which was so I could get a reasonable night's sleep. And it's also kind of cool, just on my end of things, which I didn't realize, is that Alex Cora is the first Puerto Rican manager that is going to take his team to a World Series. And for the people of Puerto Rico, as I posted on Facebook last night, I really do hope that that people in Puerto Rico are feeling good about that, because God knows they have to feel good about stuff. And so it's a very, very cool thing. And he's an amazing manager. He truly is. So it's exciting.
I'm truly hoping for a Dodgers win, because then we get more of Larry King and Mary Hart behind home plate.
Okay. That's it. Slam dunk.
Big win.
I forgot the joy.
Yeah.
I forgot the joy of Larry behind home plate.
They both still live.
Oh, but they're both still alive. That's the biggie there.
Do you think they have popcorn?
Yeah. All right. Now I'll have somebody to root against. Yeah. I think I'm going to get a Sunday. I'm going to get a Sunday in one of those baseball ball helmets.
Yeah, it looks like a batting helmet, Larry, but it's full
it's
of ice cream.
It's a batting helmet. That's it. A ball helmet.
Or at least two innings. Yeah. It looks like it's Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, it does. Propped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he is just, you know,
he
it's
hasn't
like Larry,
moved.
Yeah.
Larry. Larry, Rob, I completely forgot. I totally forgot.
You mustn't
forgot.
Ever forget, because Larry's just there waiting for Tommy Lasorda to come out.
All right. Well, he's sorry, Milwaukee fans, but now, now it's a big deal.
I don't think we get any celebrities with a Milwaukee win, right?
Did you see the spin in the New York Post this morning?
I did not. I did not get to. I don't take the Post.
Okay, well,
I only look at it when it's a.
That's
when
a sensational. It's a sensationalistic rag.
The spin from the Post was, hey, the Yankees actually won because the Red Sox won. And I'm like, how the F? Why are you going to troll me into this
article? So there was, because the American League won, it's a victory for the Yankees somehow?
No, it's because if the Astros would have three-peat, they would have matched what the Yankees have done in the past. So the Yankees actually still have the record.
So did the Astros win the pennant the year before too? So the I don't know.
It's some inside baseball.
It's a baseball nerd fact.
Yeah, and I sat there and I said, "No, you lost. You lost. You lost. The Red Sox are going to the World Series."
I bet the guy at TBS amazing. Would it's, like it's that fact funny. Though. That TBS guy
so
would love it.
Goodbye. Listen, I'll take Joe Buck and the dumb guy. I will take Joe Buck and the dumb guy.
That really sounds like the morning show on like 97.2 The Frog.
Hey, it's Joe and the dumb guy. How you doing, man? No problem at all, man. Yeah, but it's been this week of weeks. This has been a week of weeks. Not only the late night factor, but just as Oscar's been a week, hasn't it?
Yes.
Aren't you ready to put this week away a little bit? Aren't you ready to say goodbye?
I'm ready to put
week?
This year away.
It has been,
as I looked at Shannon this morning and I said, "Hey, Shannon, in just a few months, a new year starts."
That's right.
That's a wonderful way to look at it. Hey, we got Vegas, baby.
Yeah,
we got Vegas, and that's exciting. And Rob says we have some sort of curiosity on the show today.
Yeah,
some sort
this is a gift
curiosity that we're going to
I got a Facebook message in June. And I had forgotten about it. It comes from a guy named Nick Villani, not related, I believe, to Jim Villani, the maestro of Manassas.
Hey, Nick Villani, how you doing? Hey.
But I will paraphrase this letter so as not to spoil the surprise. "Hi, Rob. I inherited a bunch of blank from my grandmother. I don't think it goes bad, but you'd probably know better. Would you be interested in a sample from 1963, a very good year to be sure? I'd be happy to drop it by the studio if you are interested. Always love listening to TMOS. Thank you, Nick." I replied, "Actually, I'd love it. More as a curio than anything."
Yeah, you know, when he says blank and it hasn't gone bad, that means that it can only be booze. I would think it
Mike,
can only be wine.
You are a very clever man because yesterday, a short 5 months after the original missive, "Hi, Rob, just dropped it off. Better late than never. I don't think Santos likes me."
Oh.
So I came up yesterday from the annex on the
Santos,
second floor.
The pod dog.
And sitting.
Well, he smells rats.
Yeah, he's a ratter.
I was sitting, I came up from the annex to the fourth floor, and while I was gone, someone had dropped off a bag that said Rob.
All right, now let me just say my first observation.
Yes.
That does not appear to be a traditional wine bottle.
It is not a traditional wine bottle because as I looked in and I saw the glowing purple box of a 1963 bottle of Crown Royal.
Oh, well, that's
nice.
Fine. That's perfectly good.
Vintage.
Yeah, and it's actually, I did some research and it does not spoil as long as it has not been exposed to air or heat. This is so old, it does not have a universal product code on it. The barcode.
Wow.
It predates that. It's still called Seagram's Crown Royal, the legendary Canadian. So let's open the box and we see
might
that
be valuable, Rob.
It still has the
it's
embroidered
50-year-old whiskey. That might be extremely well. Has it been opened?
It has not. It still has the. Remember the old taxation tags that were like stickers?
Did
that
you look up online how much it might be?
I have not checked for value. I only checked for the fact: does it go bad?
I don't think you should look because the best part of him would be for him to open it, drink it, and then it'd be worth $5,000.
It's official now. He brought it into the studio. Yeah. It belongs to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Let me.
But anyway, it's beautiful. The bottle is much more ornate than the modern Crown Royal bottle, and it is a fifth, which means it is. And I never knew this. It says right on it. 4/5 of a quart.
Ooh. So what do they look like now? I don't know.
It is not, well, here you look, the bottle doesn't have those indents.
What's the year?
1963, he says, according to the letter. But I do know this.
So there's no date on it?
Let me see on the box, maybe.
I'm looking on the box. Yeah, no. The actual label says 1963.
Okay.
The little stamp from the state.
You're something else, you know. You don't burden yourself with things. It's like it's right on the label there. It's right. It's
well,
right
yeah,
there.
But
you
I'm
didn't
not,
look at
I'm
it.
Not,
this could be extremely bad.
This is
I'm
the first time I've opened
your love
the box.
Of money. Oh, you've never looked at it.
No, I wanted it to be for the show today.
It's all from the state of Maryland, you know.
But it's cool because I remember they
you
used
mean,
to.
I mean, that's the distributor. That's the importer.
That's where the liquor excise tax.
The excise tax. Remember that white and pink label they used to put over the
this
top of the
liquor. This says Seagram's 1963 Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey Auctioneer.
Ah!
They've actually got that year at the head of my search engine here.
Damn, Daniel.
Now, I do know this. Whiskey does not change in its aging once it's bottled. If they say like it's a 10-year or a 20-year, that means it was aged in a barrel or some other vessel before it was bottled.
Well, also, if we need to strip some stain off an old piece of furniture.
That's true. Or a wonderful makeup remover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or mole remover. You got a bad mole? Roll some of this on.
Oh, I thought you said
$99.12.
You know what? They don't make...
It's worth $100.
They don't make whiskey like they used to, Mike. They don't.
It's worth $100. I mean, that's it's pretty not, cool because
that's like a 30. It's like 40 if you were to buy that now.
Very old and highly sought after Canadian whiskey from the early mid 1960s. Let me see if I can get any more clarity.
Man, if we were who we say we were,
yes,
we were shock jocks.
Yeah,
we would just pour it down into a trash can
or pour it down into a co-host.
Oh, okay.
No, or maybe put it on the. Well, how do you take it when you take? Do you take it?
I have drunk
straight or
I
only
have had
in
it
old
neat, but I do like it on ice as well.
Okay.
But I would take a swig just to see if it's a change.
Well, before you do that,
oh my God,
okay,
they make
we're such a bunch of rubes.
They make
we
glass.
Really are.
This is heavy glass.
Well, it's also heavy because it's a full bottle. It won't be as heavy once it's empty.
No, but this is the type of glass.
Rob sounds like he wants to drink like half of it right now during the show.
Pat him. I don't know. It sounds pretty good.
What about giving this away as a present?
We could do that.
Is a bottle of 1963 Seagram's Crown Royal still drinkable or worth anything as a collectible? Let me see. Still drinkable, this supposed expert says. Yes. This was written in April 23 of 2013. Still drinkable, probably as long as the seal has been good and
the
storage conditions
seal.
Okay, but you don't know about the storage conditions. If it's gone bad and oxidized or heat damaged, you'll be able to tell immediately when you open the bottle. Oxidization removes the good odors and flavors and leaves behind something with a much less complex and often chemically odor. Whiskey doesn't really improve with age once it's in the bottle. When you see stuff labeled 10, 12, or 30 years old, that's time in wood barrels, not in the bottle. Do you want to maybe give it a crack?
We could. Thing that makes me think it was properly stored is the fact that it was still in the box. The only reason...
You know what I worry about right now? That there are people that are going to hear this show.
Yeah.
And for some reason are out there screaming at us like, no, you don't know. You can't break that seal. Like you're making a terrible mistake.
It's like that scene in Cocktail. Or is it Macallan? What's that?
That's a famous scotch.
Macallan is the scotch,
okay,
right?
So where he's in the yacht and he's lost all the money in the market and Tom Cruise is talking to his friend. He's like, oh, this is a $500 bottle of Macallan or whatever. And he says, we're going to drink it. And they drink it. What if this is $5,000 and eBay just doesn't have it right?
Well, I know you
that's
can't.
That's $5,000 we could use in the show coffers.
Yeah, well then.
We really could, you know.
If we're saying it's worth $99, and you can't sell liquor
on
eBay.
Here we go.
Is it
Worldwide Whiskey's Crown Royal 1963 Canadian Whiskey 5th, $158.
Oh, it's going up in value.
Ooh, Pony just bit on that. Macallan.
Yes.
Got it.
80 proof. So it's in one click, it's gone up by about $50.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, the thing is that the box is different, too. It's a beautiful, the box is almost in mint condition. This was not run around this was probably purchased right
who
after.
Who gave it to you?
A guy named Nick Villani.
Oh, thank
and
you, Nick.
Nick Villani, yeah, you said that. I'm sorry, at the beginning. Does Nick know anything about where it was kept?
He didn't say. He said he inherited it from his grandmother's liquor cabinet.
Ooh.
So in my mind,
liquor cabinet, then it was not exposed
air
to the elements.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was in the very back, perhaps behind all those. What was it that your Uncle Bill Sheehan would always have little bits
early
left
times?
Of? Yeah, it was behind.
And it was
all
sad
the,
when my mom was moving out of our childhood home. She went in the back. What's this? And there it was, two fingers left from probably a bottle that he brought to a Thanksgiving party. Where he's just like, you would have the many phases of my Uncle Bill. It was the hand you a $5 bill and kind of look in the other direction because he had a wandering eye. Right. Then it would be the choking at dinner, which would be, my mom would inevitably make some big heavy roast. And he'd be all of a sudden, he's doing like, and say, Uncle Bill Sheehan, are you all right? Like that. And then at the end, of course, it would be tears.
Of course.
It would be Irish. It's like, and I remember when it was, I remember because that was what my mother...
Yeah,
like that. It
my
was,
uncle,
it was
my uncle Dick did not have a lazy eye, but he would oftentimes at the end of an evening put his arm around my dad or then me and say, "Your father or your grandfather was such a good man." That was
but
when
would he cry, though?
Yeah,
would he
it
cry?
Was the end of the night. Yeah, it was the end of the night.
I mean,
yeah,
with that Polish influence you had there, the Poles were, you know, a colder stock.
Well, the
know,
thing is the because, Irish cry about because we were Polish, he was saying that, but my grandfather was still alive.
He was so Polish.
Now,
yes, Oscar, you have the box. What's yes. going on with it?
I wanted to tease Rob because he was admiring the box in a way that you admire a woman that you're into. Mm. But he's right. They don't make boxes or packaging like this anymore.
It's very fancy. This was really top drawer stuff in its day.
There is a ribbon that's probably has some sort of, even the deep blue is
purple.
A deep purple is a deep lead purple.
Dun, 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 dun.
Colorblind. This looks like blue to me. Yeah, all right, why don't you drink
this
it?
This is interesting.
Let's see if it's good or not.
You know, it's 100. I've got 158 bucks.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to open it.
All right.
Seagram's
Hold
Crown
on,
Royal.
Hold on, let me just say one more thing.
Yeah.
Vintage Crown Royal. Vintage Crown Royal for sale.
Okay.
All right, I have... No, that's XR. XR is like the super
Oh, yeah, that's the reserve.
Stuff.
That's the reserve.
That's $220.
Well, that's how much it costs to buy at a liquor store now.
Crown Royal Canadian.
The label reads Seagram's Crown Royal Fine Deluxe Blended Canadian Whiskey, a product of Joseph and Seagram & Sons Limited, Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
Nah, I got 107 bucks. It's anywhere between
not
like
a big
90
deal.
And 150.
Not a big deal.
I think, and you're going to know when you
right
smell
away,
it,
right
if
away.
It's got a chemical smell or it smells bad.
It,
well, you'll know. You've consumed
and
more than anybody.
It, dealt
the, one,
it.
The one thing I'd like to say, if I may, Mike, before we proceed, is that the House of Seagram is proud to present Crown Royal, a regal blend of treasured whiskeys of ancient
All right, that's
lineage.
That's not an entertaining to me. I want
skill.
You to open up the bottle.
All right, here we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It is roughly
How's it opening?
On the East Coast. It is roughly 9:20 in the morning. So whenever you're listening to this, just remember this is how we roll.
The taxation tag sort of crumbled when I twisted the cap open.
Is it a twist or is it a cork?
Like all Crown bottles, it is a twist off.
All of them, Mike.
It's a twist off. Okay, you smell it?
Hasn't changed.
This smells like 2018 Crown.
Ooh,
that is an extremely, extremely good sign.
Fresh.
Do
you want to? Do you
oh,
want to take it?
Anything.
Do you want to take? Now, how would you normally take it? I want you
Unless
to take the way you normally would. Would you take it over ice?
I would. Do we have ice in the building?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Get Mr. Spiewak
yeah.
a rocks glass with ice. With some ice.
Get him a rocks glass with ice and make a really nice drink for him because I want him to take it the way he would take it if he was taking it straight.
Right.
God, I wish I was there.
I have
I'd
so
have
many take it jokes that are not good for radio.
Take it.
And not
take it all.
Yeah.
Take it all.
Take it.
Back radio. This is
Did anybody
fun.
See the thread on Facebook about Dennis Hoff and sex and the Mike O'Mara show and how we walked out with the girls and some women hated it and all that? And it was it made me feel emasculated.
Why?
Well, because they like the way the show is developed now and the way we are behaving now. And it makes me just want to get on stage in Las Vegas and just be filthy, like have topless showgirls from like one of the reviews and go, so what do you think of that? I'm still I still got a set. Anyway,
you shouldn't feel that way, Mike. We are all evolving. We are all evolving.
That's a beautiful. Where's the ice?
There is no ice. Ice. There is no ice.
No, there is ice. We're getting ice. I don't care how long it takes. We're going to do it properly.
This is great.
Do we have an intern?
Yes, we do. Send Adrian and get a bag of ice.
Do they have,
10
don't they
pounds
have bags
of ice
across the street?
Oh, I'm
right?
certain. Yeah,
absolutely.
Ice? Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to reseal this because I don't want it to get, stale.
Please do. Thank you. Don't wreck it. I love that expression for ruining a new header. Hey, kid, wreck it. All right, so later
plastic,
in the show.
The plastic around the...
just disintegrated.
It is really disintegrated and yellowed.
But the smell,
oh, the
smells
smell is exactly
to you
right.
Like,
yeah.
like regular
smell.
Yeah,
smell is, come yeah. on.
There's no trace of a chemical smell. It
this is very cool. This
smells
is a
like a fine
tell,
whiskey.
Rob. This is neat.
Sounds like the
80s.
Years old.
I was 4 years old when this was bottled.
Kennedy was alive when this was bottled.
Kennedy was, well, maybe.
Well, we're
it was
playing
1963,
the
so you don't know what part of 1963.
It would have to be in the last 6 weeks if we missed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there were. Thank you. That's true. God, morbid.
Mike, the Beatles were unheard of when this was bottled.
This is not shtick. Straight shoot.
Yes.
Smells a little off. Smells a little
does,
off.
To you, it smells a little off.
No, 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 no. It doesn't.
A little off.
It does
me.
Not.
All right.
Doesn't.
Well, he's I got to defer to your brother because he's the one that
it's a blended whiskey. It's not good.
He wants it to be okay. He wants to drink it.
Oh, F you.
I'm trying to help you.
Where's the bottle going? What's Pony doing?
Is going to now give
Pony,
it a sniff.
Pony is like,
he'll ruin it.
You
he'll ruin
get
it
near
when
a
he
microphone?
Touches it. He'll still do something to mess up.
Schleprock.
That smells fantastic.
Yeah,
okay. That is perfectly fine.
Oscar, what's the matter? Why are you thinking it smells off?
Oscar drinks Jack Daniels, and because it's not a blended, it has more of a char smell to it.
Yeah.
It's more of a proper Kentucky liquor, and so I don't think Oscar's looking for
the right
notes.
Hey, would you switch your bourbons based on those Mila Kunis commercials that are all over TV?
She's hot.
Where the couple walks in, and she's in the big leather back chair and says, you know, hey, I know it's an intimidating wall. Why don't you try that? I'll have Seagram's. Yes, sir. What are they?
It's Jim Beam, isn't it? Isn't it
Jim Beam? Jim Beam.
Yeah. I probably would, but Mike, I don't have a discerning palate. I'll take whatever's there. Mm-hmm. I
don't have a discerning palate, but I'm quick to say something smells off. Duh.
Mark my words. You're going to spend time like Jim Carrey did. I'm sorry.
Jeff Bridges and
Jeff
Dumb and Dumber.
Jeff Daniels and Dumb and Dumber 3 hours from now after you have this drink. Mark my words.
Fecal
you think
agency?
It's going to attack him gastrointestinally?
Oh, that's yeah.
I don't know. I drink Canadian Hunter sometimes. I'm pretty strong.
You've got lead piping.
I do.
So you'll be all
right. I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think we should break and start the show and then bring the ice back?
Because
it's going to take 9 hours to get ice.
Yeah.
From the think tank in the back room.
Adrian is, first of all, combining the hydrogen and the oxygen to make the water. Then he has to bring it down to 0 degrees.
Hey, did he leave the building? Did he go downstairs to get it?
I told him to go to Starbucks.
So we don't have a regular refrigerator with like ice cubes?
Well, it's full of ice cream.
The refrigerator.
It is.
It is.
Thank you. On that note, start the effing show. Hello.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's so true.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So the first couple of years, I made my own costumes, which of course suck. The ghost, the hobo, no good. Then finally, third year, begging the parents, got the Superman Halloween costume, not surprisingly. Cardboard box, cellophane top, mask included. Remember the rubber band on the back of that mask? That was a quality item there, wasn't it? That was good for about 10 seconds before it snapped out of that cheap little staple they put it in there with. You go to your first house, trick or snap, it broke, I don't believe it. Wait up, you guys, I gotta fix it. Hey, wait up! Wait up! That's what kids say. They don't say wait. They say wait up!
Wait up!
Hey, wait up!
Wait up.
Because when you're little, your life is up. The future is up. Everything you want is up. Wait up. Hold up. Shut up. Mom, I'll clean up. Let me stay up. Parents, of course, are just the opposite. Everything is down. Just calm down. Slow down. Come down here. Sit down. Put that down.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
I don't know much about comedians, but that comedian... He's clever. He's going places.
He should get his own show.
Wait up. Slow down. From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., at the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show, TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. Steve Bridges out there in KCJJ, only guy in America, still thinks this should be on the radio, this show.
Smart man.
Anybody,
a wise
there's
man.
There. The think tanks across the country have not deemed this show ready to pop on their little station because they all want to do the same thing.
Right.
They don't want to have anything unique and original, although this program is delightful, and we are delighted to be in the land of the internets because it's spectacular.
Yeah.
We're happy, happy, happy.
Go Terps!
All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Yes, there used to be a day where I would fantasize about having this show back on the radio. I don't longer do that. I am content with my lot in life.
Mike, your lot in life is a wonderful lot because guess what? No one's listening to the radio anymore.
That's correct.
Well, they're listening in Iowa.
Yes.
We love KCJJ.
Isolated instance.
We do. And we love Alex Papp, who brings you this first segment of the program. I like it when Oscar just looks down. When Oscar just looks down at the at
I'm
the
surrounded by assholes.
Hey, it's funny, so am I.
This segment of the program brought to you by Alex Papp. We love Alex. He loves us. If you're in Northern California, you buy your house from Alex, you're doing the right thing. Buy a home with Alex Papp. Analyst predicts interest rates. You know all that about
yes.
the interest
yeah,
rates.
Yeah, yeah,
here's
yeah,
the
yeah,
deal. When you got to get a house, you got to get a house. And when you got to sell a house, you have to do the same thing. Alexander Papp, he makes it easy. From finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129, and find your next home today. Alexander Papp, licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Wheatland to Rockland to Auburn to Sacramento and everywhere in between. For Monday, get me some new towns.
You got it.
Chico.
Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, 916-276-2129. Does that sound diva-esque? Get me some new towns.
Of course, Jaja.
BRE-019-86031, Prado Real Estate. Buy a home and get a fruit cake. Okay.
Yes.
You have the ice. Do you have the glass?
I do. Oscar, will you join me?
No.
Are you sure?
I have work to do.
You know what? I don't like to drink alone, but for the show.
Where's the glass? Let me see where.
It's a beautiful rocks glass.
Yes.
By the way, the camera that I look at, the glass, you put it down on that black table and it disappears. There it is. What a lovely rocks glass.
This is a Johnny Walker glass. Looks like it might have been part of a
gift set. Can you hold it up like that when you pour it, please?
Of course, yeah.
Put the right amount of the amount of ice that you would normally put in a drink.
You see, some people take their whiskey with water. What I do is I let the ice temper the whiskey, so I use a lot of ice to not very much whiskey.
I use ton. You can't put enough ice in a rocks glass.
So this is not neat.
There, Rob and I take our drinks the exact same way. I was curious about that.
Just one ice cube. Sorry, I might make a clean spot.
Just a board.
That is that is truly the way I do it.
We're all engineers here.
There's nothing like an Irish whiskey for me because you fill the ice up to the brim,
yes,
and then it just slowly melts, and you can drink it all night long.
What
it's
do
fantastic.
The rocks do?
They water down the whiskey.
Okay.
They chill it,
and they water it down.
They water it down a little bit.
So if I walk in and I said to a bartender, I want something 3 fingers neat, it's no ice.
No ice.
No ice. Neat is no ice at all. And a lot of people, by the way, in my
old
Irish.
By the way, 3 fingers neat is also a category, so be careful.
Yes, it's a technique. It's actually, I heard that it's a beer drinking
game.
No, it's an interrogation technique in Saudi Arabia. What? I'm sorry. Oh, what did I do? Did I do that?
Hey,
I'm sorry. Too soon.
The bone saw joke.
Sorry. Yeah, bone saw joke.
He slipped on a piece of ice that a DJ.
Yeah.
Dropped.
Yeah, I think it is a great time to remodel.
Is it not time to paint?
Paint? All right. And before you put paint, what do you put? Primer down? No, we put bleach. So your drink is on the rocks. Lots of ices.
Yes, exactly.
I take it. Go ahead. Pour away and let's take a good look at that.
The rocks are poking out of glass.
As it should be.
Like an iceberg.
That's a drink. Boy, look at the color.
Look at that pour.
Rob, what would you say? A little darker in color, maybe?
No, I think I think it's dead on. I think it's perfect.
All right.
Now I'm going to give this a moment.
Yeah.
As they say, let it breathe a little bit.
What record do you put on as you're pouring your drinks?
Ideally, something like an up-tempo Sinatra might be nice.
Oh, look at you.
Maybe Songs for Swingin' Lovers, maybe Frank's best LP. Yeah, very nice. Or maybe an Elvis Live album.
Charlie Burney, Mike, has a record player in his office, in the office downstairs.
The annex.
Charlie Burney! And he was playing a record that you...
Oh, yeah. My mom found a box of records because she's cleaning up a lot of her late husband's stuff. And apparently my mom took about maybe 100 records when she moved into her house.
Record was it?
And this is from a band called The Dillards. It was my first favorite band, an electric bluegrass band. If you go way back, they played the Darlin' Boys on the Andy Griffith Show.
Yes.
But this is when they were a little more modern. And Charlie Burney is a musician. He likes bluegrass music. And I said, here's an extra copy of Copperfields. I bet he'd love this. And he knew the band.
I walked in. There was a band playing that I hadn't heard. It was a great band. A lot of fun. I said, hey, when we're done with this record, do you mind putting Biggie on? And he said, no.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's have a taste.
Let me play you what I play.
Oh.
I'll play a song that I play.
All right.
If I had my way, I'd always say in Florida among the palms.
A dusty. I want you to picture a dusty room. Very hot. A fan, a black old fan, not running.
And you see dust, Mike, dust in the sunbeams pouring in through the window?
Yes. And me in a dingy linen shirt with a three-day growth of white beard.
Hemingway.
Picture Ernest Hemingway right before he's going to blow his brains out.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. Here, all right, let's.
You know what? I love the notion that right now you're drinking bottled water. Oscar has a Starbucks, and I just poured myself a whiskey. Hello, Friday morning.
I would love to be you right now. I would love. All right, here we go.
Okay, the nose on it is perfect. I mean, they said it would smell chemically.
Yeah, there would be a noticeable chemical smell if the seal was broken.
All right, let's have a taste, shall we?
Ooh,
all right,
here we go. Big sip, big sip, big sip.
It's not bad, but you know what? I wonder if they've changed it in the past 50 years.
Okay, that's not.
It doesn't. No, no.
That might be a bad sign, Rob.
It has.
That might be a bad sign.
Hold on. Let me savor where we're at.
I wonder if they've changed it. No, they haven't. Oh, my God.
Here's where it's wrong. Here's where it's wrong. Crown has a sort of peppery back flavor. That when right. you an aftertaste, like a little bit of, and that has
is
been,
that more whiskey-y?
It has been replaced with something best described as maybe a bit chemically.
Okay,
it's not exactly right.
No, no,
it's not exactly right.
This is the spin zone, and this is what you'll be doing. Okay. Get ready to engage your core as you're doing this on the toilet all day.
No, one sip is not.
I wouldn't drink
do that.
Anymore.
No, I'm not going
it.
To.
But, so it's a chemical note.
Yeah,
to
it's
it?
It's not right. It's not exactly right. But here's the thing that's weird.
Old Oscar with his unrefined palate.
Listen, for those of you folks that might be, concerned.
One more taste. We'll I just want to be sure.
Rob, be careful. If it's chemical, it might be poisoning you.
No, it's not. It's just not right. There's something wrong about it.
Scrap. Flush
Hold
it down
on, let
the
me
toilet.
Just. Maybe it's okay.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
This is the same. This is the same scene from The Help. This is the same scene from The Help.
You think he took a massive?
Somebody who's not a Rob Momber breached the perimeter of Podcast
Village. You think it's somebody that wants to make Rob and everybody sick?
No, I do not think
something
because it was
is
sealed.
Off,
it's not sealed.
And it's a number one.
Uh-oh, wait. There's not normally corn in it, is there?
Oh, that's nasty. That is super nasty.
But you're saying it's off on flavor or off on body?
The flavor. Because the smell is exactly right. That's right. The nose on it was just right, but there's a very specific aftertaste or a back flavor that Crown has. It leans towards pepper, and it's not there.
But the flavor hasn't been changed.
No, the initial flavor is right.
Okay, but then the recipe hasn't been changed.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it just could be maybe Grandma's house. That's Dean, right?
Yeah, that's Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. I think that maybe Grandma's house might not have been air conditioned.
I can't believe you drank that. I am concerned for your health. And
yeah, well,
safety.
Is it hot in here?
We have a new theme song that's going to introduce Rob Spiewak.
Oh no, no, no!
You know what's strange?
What
the idea of eating something that is sent to us
right.
by listeners that
yeah,
never that never but that never I know that it kind of freaked people
freaks me out.
Yeah, it freaks certain people out, which it should.
It never like freaked me. Out Sonny, Sam, and Frank. They love
I remember
those
the first
touchdown
time
brownies.
Said, hey, we had some crazy listeners that, hey, she sent in chocolate chip cookies. You know, no, thank you.
Do you remember Robert the Angry Mailman's lasagna?
Oh, that was suspect.
That was always suspect to me.
Yeah, you never know what he was. I thought there were. We thought really. We were sitting there going, it's so delicious, but. Human?
Yeah. Is that
anyway, we were wondering.
Is
about
that a human toe? Scary. I don't know. Yeah. I can't place it.
But I think that as far as alcohol is concerned, if it was my brand, I would be as excited as you were
but
until
it was,
now.
But it was
about it.
It was sealed. It was literally sealed in plastic.
But it doesn't matter. It can be off. The seal's not right. It was sitting on a shelf.
Yeah.
If it was in a shelf with direct sunlight, it could go bad. What do you? You wouldn't consume the bottle, correct?
No, no, no. I will probably keep the bottle and the box or. I don't know. I'd like to display the bottle on my liquor shelf because I think it's pretty. But I don't know
Hoarder!
What to do.
Hoarder!
Well,
Hoarder!
I have collector bottles on my bar at home.
Okay. Don't you have a crying Elvis as well?
He only cries when I speak of you.
Okay.
I'm disappointed for you. That's a shame. And
I was hoping it would be wonderful. But thank you, Nick.
Your little experiment. I'm going to get some whiskey this afternoon that I just bought yesterday. So there we go.
Fresh whiskey?
My World Series whiskey. Thank you very much. We have to take a break.
Thank you, Nick, for thinking about me. Appreciate it.
With more fun and more thrills. World Series, baby. I have a movie review coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The ink is black.
It's been a strange season so far on Big Football. The outcomes have been rather frightening lately.
Listen up, Spurlock.
If you're looking to win big, listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. They have a creature who can help you with your picks.
Nicky time.
4 out of 5 bookies.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That might be the first. No. I don't veto him. I don't veto him from a motto very often, but I can't do it. I can't do it again.
It's seasonal.
I know.
For it's Halloween. It's pumpkin spiced. Yeah,
that's why you were not a program director and I was. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial.
That'd bother me if I was sober.
What are the standards for our promos? We don't have any. So sometimes
you've been grumpy since 9 a.m.
I have.
We're
yes,
friends,
sir.
Not
it's
foes.
Your fault, too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was on time today.
Oh, congratulations. Thank you. He showed up on time for
some
work.
May say
he
early,
did.
He
did.
Early.
Well, wonderful.
It was very
this
exciting.
Segment of the
his
program
arrival.
Is brought to you by Cornerstone. A message from Cornerstone First Financial. We told you it was going to happen, and it did.
Yes.
The Fed raised the rates. You know that. Interest rates are at a 7-year high. A lot of weird stuff going on in the world now. But hey, did you know that it's still a perfect time for you to refinance? Because with consumer credit also at an all-time high, you can use the equity you have to pay off credit card debt or student loans, take out cash for a home improvement, or pay off a home equity line of credit. Since the tax implications have changed, when it comes to refinancing, this is a perfect storm. Let Cornerstone First Financial work with you to see what makes the most sense in your specific situation and your options. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and right now they are paying for all appraisals until the end of the year. They are the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
Woo! Yay!
Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221. Tell Mark Livingstone we said hello. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Yeah, it's been a week. I completely and totally cop to it.
At least
this is the pre-game before Las Vegas, where we're getting ready for it.
Yes.
It's a time of great excitement, but also great angst, because we want to make sure we have the best possible show we can have for you. And then just a lot of crap got thrown at me this week that I didn't need. And then so it's just like yesterday,
but this should be your reprieve. A fun day.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Like now it is.
Yes.
Now it is. But as I get into it, you know, as I'm thinking about
my stomach just gurgled.
With the whiskey?
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
If you gotta go, just go.
I will.
Because we don't have a cleaning crew till 6 p.m. tonight.
I'll just put on a promo and exit the room.
No, I mean,
we'll do, is that the beer? What are you doing with your, are you doing the Fu Manchu again? Are you doing Fu Manchu mustache?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. That looks good. Is that the beard you're taking to Vegas with you?
Well, yeah. That and some glue to apply. Yeah.
It looks good. No, I like your,
you like
I
like it, okay?
Rob's beard. Yes.
Thank you.
I like your gray beard. It looks different and it looks neat.
Well,
let me get back to what I was talking. So yesterday, Mrs. O'Mara and I have a babysitter that's going to pick our kid up. So we go to a late afternoon movie, that a friend of mine recommended. What's it called? A Simple Favor. Blake Lively. Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Oh.
Plenty of talent on the hoof with that.
This is supposed to be a thriller.
It was a thriller. It was, and I will tell you, it was, this is the second movie in a row that I've gone walked in and walked out with not a rave, but a good, solid, really entertaining.
Many out of 5?
4 out of 5.
Okay, wow.
Very
that
unique.
Is high, man.
Almost campy, almost novelty-ish, but at the same time, you never stop watching it. It's just, it's bam, bam, bam. It moves, it's crisp, the acting is good, and
what's the essential plot of it? Can you thumbnail it?
If I tell you the plot, it'll probably
even
give it away.
Vaguely?
It's a thriller.
Okay.
It's got intrigue in it.
Ooh.
And it's got Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick as two totally different personalities who are so wonderful together. And Anna Kendrick's, you know, had it for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Some producers and some people who auditioned her knew way back with Up in the Air that she was a mega talent, which she is.
Yeah.
I think she may do bigger things.
Blake
as every
Lively
year
as
goes
well.
Out. Blake Lively
she was in the
is,
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah, and Blake Lively,
in
let me tell you.
Pants.
In my pants. Blake Lively plays an ice princess like nobody else plays an ice princess.
Yeah.
And Blake Lively.
And Ryan Reynolds.
Hey now.
That's the mega couple right now. You know, it's funny when you pay all that attention to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie when you got Deadpool with one of the hottest women in Hollywood. And she playing the ice princess is just, first of all, I love that role all the way from Lauren Bacall. I love the icy, cool blonde. There's nothing sexier on screen. And Blake Lively pulls it off and does an amazing job with it. Just even the clothes that she's wearing. Fantastic.
Oh, great costume design.
But without spoiling the plot, here is a one-line description of the plot for people who are interested.
All
it says, a simple favor centers around Stephanie, a mommy video blogger, who seeks to uncover the truth behind her best friend Emily's sudden disappearance from their small town.
Very, very cool.
Ooh.
And just very unique. And the guy that plays the husband is very unique as well. It's just well done. The acting is good in it. And so it's entertaining. And what's cool, too, is one of my old golf buddies down here, an older guy, he recommended it. And it just tells me that old people can still be hip. It's kind of hip that he recommended this particular movie. If you go see it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
And Carla liked it.
Carla liked it. There seemed to be one old lady that I think it was a little too much for. The sexual content maybe a little too intense. And she beat feet when we went in there.
Hot action.
But getting back to me and Oscar talking about the mood that I'm in. What did I write down on the show prep today? I just want to make sure I get this right. Okay, let me see. I am ill. That's what I wrote.
Oh.
I am ill. People in an empty shoe store. All right, let me explain why I think. And I didn't put mentally ill because I don't want to diminish people who have legitimate issues with mental illness.
But
all
when
right?
you say people in an empty shoe store, it sounds like a bad improv troupe. It sounds like a sad movie. What is it?
All right, we get there super early because I figured I wanted to go and see if I could acquire a nice pair of shoes for the show, right? Because I like to wear shoes, nice shoes.
You mean the Las Vegas show or for this show? Like at every
Las Vegas show, not this show, you moron.
Well, I like when you show up in quality footwear.
So I'm looking, and we go down, and I don't know what's wrong with me, but I am in like the worst frame of mind that I've been in quite some time.
And you need to be positive if you're going to buy shoes.
They're tiny little things that are happening that have no real import on my life. The Red Sox are in the American League Championship Series. I'm probably a little tapped out watching that, but that's a joy. That's a pleasure for me. I'm going to a movie. I got a babysitter.
Yeah.
Life is good. But I'm just like that. And I'm not really quite sure why I'm rant, but I'm rant. And I think maybe there's been a little calorie restriction, and I think that the whole thing might be under the heading of hangry.
Oh, you're hangry.
I might be constantly hangry.
Oh, man.
I think that's maybe. outside of this show, when I have a little light breakfast right before the show, I think I'm kind of hangry.
Yeah.
When you're doing it the way I'm doing it, you're kind of hangry. And I'm still fat, and it's very depressing. And so I'm hangry, but I'm gonna try not to yield to
right.
this.
Good for you.
But I am just in a state. And this is when I thought to myself that I fall into the category of Jack Nicholson, Jack Torrance, and The Shining crazy. When I'm standing up there and I'm looking at, I'm at the Nordstrom's Rack outlet.
Okay.
All right. Because I don't think I've paid full retail for a pair of shoes maybe since I was a child in my hometown.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
Even the newspaper shoes.
I can't.
Oh, yeah, because when he was a child, it was the Depression. And you had to tie newspaper around your shoes with twine.
It was the Depression.
Uh-huh.
Twine. Mm-hmm. And walk for 50 miles to school.
You did all your ciphering on a shovel with a piece of coal.
I don't pay retail, full retail. And I don't think Nordstrom's Rack is all that great you know, the bargain with
because
color coded and they're blue and all.
And
you know,
Nordstrom,
you're still spending
over
$100 for a pair of shoes.
And Nordstrom, you got to think of where you start before the discount is applied.
Yeah.
It starts high.
But I'm up there. So what I'm
doing
is. You
have a weird foot, like a wide foot, a special size?
No, I'm a 12 and a half, 13 regular.
So you can go anywhere.
And they're both the same size.
I'm at the high end. My feet are big. But I'm really doing this as an exercise to kill a little time before the movie. But I'm still looking, and it's in because it's like 2:30. There's nobody in the store.
Not so prime shopping time for shoes.
But there's one guy, and it just seems that you get packs of couples that travel.
Sure.
That men who can't do their own clothes shopping that need their mommy to hold their for them when they come into a store.
Wow.
And you know what? And it's so maddening because you hear, what about this? It's like, you know what? I know you candy ass that this somehow makes you feel suckled again, that you're nurtured, but it annoys the F out of me. And so I am in the shoe place where the size 12 and 12 and a half shoes are.
Is it a situation where they just have like a few racks and they're organized by size?
Right.
So like all the 12s are together.
No, I mean, it's just they've got all the 11s and all the 12s.
Yeah,
and all
that's what I meant.
And it's empty up there. And this guy is going from 9.5 to 10 to 12. He's not shopping by size. And by the way, I looked at the guy, all right? He looks like Alan Arkin, only shorter.
Where are the shoes?
Michael, where are the shoes? Are they over here? I think I'll look at these. And I'm trying.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to probably buy anything.
Are you alone?
But I'm alone. Okay. Carlos downstairs. That's one of the nice things they do at this particular store. The ladies are downstairs. The guys are upstairs.
Oh, I said,
knock yourself out looking at 500 purses you're not going to buy. I'll catch you when we leave empty-handed and we go to the movie.
I can see you, Mike, on like a classic variety show like the Hollywood Palace or Ed Sullivan. And you go, and now, Alan Arkin buying shoes.
I don't know. You need a loafer? How about a flip-flop?
Did you say you're 12?
Michael?
Yeah. Did you say you're 12 and a half, 13?
Yeah, I'm a 12 and
a half. That's wild. 13. I'm a 13, and I would think you'd have much smaller feet than me.
Yeah, I'm a 12 and a half. About a 12 and a half.
That means he's got like a tractor trailer down there.
Yeah.
No such luck, pal. Grower, not a shower. But getting back to the
real.
But hey, but Alan Arkin over here.
Alan Arkin with a huge
There is a row about your shoe size. This is a row the size of a warehouse of shoes. All right,
is that dress shoes or sneakers?
They're mixed.
No. But 13,
what's that?
12 and a half or 13 in dress shoes or sneakers? Because in sneakers sometimes you can go high to 14.
I have several golf shoes in the closet that are 13s.
I think it's time they come out of the closet.
All right, Oscar is somehow giving me more credit.
That's Mike, that there's some tractor shows that have just one trailer, and then they have the double trailer.
Can we not talk about him in that way?
Once you go to double trailer,
I'm uneasy. Quit it.
You mean like double wide?
No, not double wide.
Now you're not helping.
No, it's like you have the one trailer.
So you're gonna have to stop talking, Michael.
You hit them together. Yeah. No. So once you go 13 in an athletic footwear, that means for dress shoes.
He's ruined my segment.
You're like 14.
I have to take a break. We have to play the music. Let's get out of here.
It's even better.
No.
When we come back, I'll finish the story because it speaks to my mental illness.
No wonder Carla loves it.
Thank you. That's terrible. If you were acting, that would have been a great improv.
I thought that. And scene.
And scene. There we go.
I didn't like it.
I'm impressed.
Michael.
I'm impressed.
Let me finish the goddamn story when we come back. Thank you.
Hey.
Ho, ho, ho. It's your elf and Paisan Pauly. And as the holiday season is quickly approaching, the Michael Mara Show has teamed up with three titans of industry. Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com.
That can.
All your P1's holiday shopping needs. Now you just go head over to the TMOS website and click on the banners for Macy's, Target, and Walmart. That way you help support the show and the boys get a little extra joy in their holiday stocking. Now let's head back to Santa Claus's favorite drinking paisan, Mike O'Mara.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike O'Mara, and I'm here to tell you about the exciting world of anime. Why am I playing that? No, that's not appropriate.
Oh, please. I like
size,
that.
Size 14 anime.
The exciting world of anime returning to Washington, D.C. today.
Yay! Woo! You know who loves anime, woo! I found out?
Who's
I just
that?
Found that. Alan Arkin loves
hey,
anime.
Hey, Michael. How about a cosplay? It's the 20th anniversary of Anime USA 2018. There is something for everyone. New this year, their Western animation track featuring world-famous voice actor Jim Cummings and Disney Pixar's John Ratzenberger. For the anime fan voice actor, Crispin Freeman, Merci Boo Blah Blah, and all the cool people there.
Everybody
it's
is
really
there.
Special.
Go to their website. The lineup is unreal.
Aki Dearest is going to be there. That's yes. all you need to know. They have the famous Maid Cafe again, where you can be waited on, the Maid Cafe mm-hmm. and Host Club. That's where they have a lot of maids running around.
Women dressed as maids serving your every food need.
A 20,000 square foot arcade style game room, flea ooh. Market, cosplay, karaoke, and more. Go to animeusa.org and use code TMOS18A. If you don't use that,
Michael,
you're not going to get 20% off, Michael, off your incredible ticket price. So really, TMOS 18A, use that.
Yes.
You get 20% off the ticket. So if you're going to go, make sure you do that. Anime USA starts today, runs through Sunday at the Marriott Wardman Park in D.C. There's a full schedule of activities online at animeusa.org. Remember the code TMOS 18A.
You know, I actually went to the website yesterday.
Right.
I think the first event starts in 4 minutes.
Nice.
10 a.m.
That's very
so
exciting.
You got to get over there right now.
Pony, good. What time are you getting there in the morning?
I will be getting there tomorrow at 1, and I will be there all day.
Yeah. Well, he's got interviews set up. He's got two interviews
yeah.
set up.
Yeah, he does.
Very exciting.
Who are you interviewing?
I'm interviewing Kyra Buckland and one other person, Lisa Ortez.
One other person Lisa that Ortez. Escapes me because I don't engage
Lisa
with
Ortez. No, we actually went over the questions yesterday as a team.
Yeah.
He doesn't even remember who he's interviewing.
It's his medications.
I understand.
I just remembered who it is. Yeah.
Are you allowed to bring your pills to this convention?
Of course.
Okay, just checking.
Let's start again. What time are you getting there, Pony?
1 p.m.
And who are you interviewing?
Kyra Buckland and Lisa Ortez.
Who's Lisa Ortez?
Lisa Ortez is a famous voice actress. She's been in the business for a long time, and it will be interesting to hear how she got her start in the business. It has something to do with the car theft. So.
And are these going to be audio interviews?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to hear those?
Well, we're
going
to have to review them as we review all the Adrian Garcia tapes.
Yes.
In the bonus show.
Very good.
Yes.
It's a joke.
Yes.
All right.
Mike, there might be a very special podcast. Inside the Pony
podcast.
Mind.
A size 14 podcast.
Enough!
Oh.
You are really obsessed with
I
that.
Didn't
but
know you
I,
had such big feet.
I think they've settled over the years. You know?
Well, I don't think they settle as much as they spread.
Maybe they spread a little bit.
No, that's
are
called,
they wide?
That's
they're not wide?
Diabetes. That's
yeah,
totally
I don't have
different.
The beaties.
Yeah, bless your heart.
So can I just get to the point? So there's a whole row, this short guy, he's in a 12 or 13 shoe. He's not. And he's all of a sudden he is reaching across me. In the whole show. And I as
he's
I said
in
to
your,
Carla,
he's all up in your business.
I said I wanted to eat his face off.
Oh,
I was
no.
that
oh,
I was
no.
really I actually took
like
the
venom.
Shoe that was in my hand and I threw the shoe back in. I'm like, okay. And I just split. I just left the hall. I was so, it's just like,
did
you
steal
kidding
a look
me?
At his feet?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't want to even deal with the guy. It was just like, why are you literally in my 1 square foot of area? Why are you right here? And does that make me, is there something wrong with me? Should I learn to let people just live and let live? If for some
that
reason,
might be part
it
of
just
it. That
annoyed
might be part of it.
Me
you know, he could have been
no
shopping.
End.
He could have been gift shopping. Didn't necessarily have to be for him.
Yeah,
but
I know.
The fact is, he was, you know, he was encroaching upon you. But it
right.
would have been very easy
how
to step
dare
aside.
He?
I think it's the human condition when someone's looking at something that you feel like you have to look at something too, or they'll get it. Does that make any sense?
It does.
I like to be just left alone. I don't want to be near anybody who's pawing in a department
However,
store.
Keep
I don't
in
like
mind,
it anymore.
Mike, if you're in, let's say you get in an automobile accident. It takes two people to have an automobile accident. So if you were to recuse yourself from this situation, it solves it.
Right.
Just step away. Let him
I
have
yeah.
his look.
Look,
Mike, I did.
Yesterday, I was the guy that you hated. I was at Rite
Aid. Today, you're the guy I hated.
I was at Rite Aid across. Well, I was the guy that tried to save your life. You didn't listen to me. And now you're going to die in 5 hours. I
just He's going to die of alcohol.
Dead, dumb. Dumb.
You're going to be dead.
I got,
dead.
You know, just a little acid going on. The gurgle stopped, though.
The Rite Aid has a 2 for $4 for a Red Bull. Which is two Red Bulls for $4.
Yeah.
Oh, is, my God. Yeah, you know how your liver loves that.
I'll walk across the street for that any day.
Sure.
So I'm there, and I felt like this lady was probably so annoyed with me because as she's walking down the aisle, the wall of drinks.
Yeah.
And she's opening up every one of the – I'm stopping, waiting for – because I couldn't walk around her because she had a cart.
So you've got the actual doors that you have to open
up. I've got the doors.
So the Red Bull is chilled?
It's chilled. The Red Bull is chilled, the door's in front of me, the cart is in front of me, and this lady stops at every door, four doors, until I can get to the Red Bull, and God knows I'm not going to walk all the way down an aisle and back down.
I hate grocery store bass carts. So, those little, like, two-thirds size ones.
That's what it was.
Yeah, pardon me, Pony, but f*** them. I hate them. Get a real cart, and you know what? If you got to buy that much stuff, go to a grocery store, all right?
You know, we are going to be back Monday. You know, we've got enough show. We're trying to get it all in on Friday.
I hate him, though.
This is what he's like at home. Money drinks.
He'll be getting the real stuff shortly. Don't worry. It'll be fine.
So, fresh stuff.
She looks back at me like, what's going on? Are you following me?
Right.
Like, I'm the creep. I'm like... I'm so sorry. I know this is weird. I'm just trying to get the Red Bulls. They're on sale.
Michael! And did she move out of the way?
She looked back at the fridge like I didn't say anything and just went about her business until she was done.
I love when they pretend they don't hear you.
That's a total F you. Yeah. That's a total F you that she gave you right there. You know, you probably wanted to eat her face off, too. That's the way that was.
I mean, what was in her cart? I understand the pain.
What was she shopping for that was so important?
I don't know how people even... Why would you even deal with this? It was like a little apple juice, the little skinny milk, and then she had the Kraft cheese. Like she was doing
killing time.
She was doing her grocery shopping at a Rite Aid.
Bitch. Anyway, that's terrible. That's just horrible.
It's easy to crowd somebody.
I know.
If he's not apologizing and they're just being rude, I think you have every right to be annoyed.
I want my Red Bull.
Rob, calm down. It's Friday, Rob. Hold on. So I moved off of the shoes.
It's poisoned,
and out into the alcohol poisoning, Rob. I went into the rest of the store where, by the way, it's American retail now.
Right.
Nothing interests me. I'm either wearing my golf shirts, my Walmart t-shirt, or nothing, because everything else is gray pajama tops.
Yep.
That's everything, by the way, in America now. In all of retail, it's all gray pajama tops. That's what we are. Everything is soft. Everything is nasty. There's no crispness in American male clothing anymore.
It's the same reason, Mike. It's the same reason all vitamins are gummy vitamins now.
Yes.
Because we're soft as a people.
We're all children now.
What's crisp lines mean?
My nipples.
What?
What's crisp lines? What do you mean?
Like an Aero brand shirt.
Lines, L-I-N-E-S, crisp lines, like collars and jackets and presentable, you know, back in the day, you know what you want to do? Go back and look at a 1945 movie and see everybody with their top coats and hats and everything was ties.
Okay,
and
I got it. Now
we all wear pajamas. That's what we wear. We wear pajamas now. That's it.
I read an article that this casual formal clothing is becoming so popular that manufacturers are now making jeans that look like dress pants.
Of course. Yeah. And then, you know, that's what people wear.
I don't understand jeans that look so they're like black jeans.
No. Because you have no style. Jeans.
It's not about me. Just explain yourself.
Jeans that look like dress pants. They wouldn't look like jeans proper.
Well, then they're not jeans. Right. What are they made of? Denim?
They're made of denim.
Okay.
But they are cut in a way that they could be used with a suit and no one's going to question if you're formal or informal.
I would question it.
Or informal.
Informal.
Aformal.
Alcohol poisoning.
Hey, tonight.
I feel so silly.
Lewis Black tonight for your boy.
Oh, that's cool. Now, where's he playing?
I'll be seeing one of my favorite. I think he's at a theater in Fort Myers. But I'm not quite sure. As long as Carla points the car at the right venue, then I'll talk. Then I'll go see the show. I'll be able to really hone that response. I'll have a kick-ass Lewis Black impression on Monday.
Do you think what's your
size? By the way,
do
I'd like to now do. I would like to now do my impression of the man that or the woman that Rob Spiewak dealt with, Lewis Black's publicist. All right,
please. Oh.
There. Mike? That's Lewis Black's publicist walking around.
You are a wonderful mimic, and you've captured her.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Would have been nice to say hello.
Yes.
You know, and just maybe chat, maybe a little bit. But you know what? That's fine. I'll see if the room is sold out.
I think Lewis Black's publicist was busy at CVS buying cheese in her cart. That's what I think she was doing.
Was Lewis Black, if I'm not mistaken, in Mike O'Mara show history when we were on WJFK, was he in studio when one of the Buzz Babes completely derailed the show?
No, that was Richard Lewis.
Okay, another Lewis.
Yes,
another Richard Lewis. Another Lewis. Mm-hmm. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
I remember that. Oh, well, that's a nice memory, too. I'll carry that into the weekend. I'll remember that one. I forgot her name, though, which is great. I blocked it. But I remember Richard Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was a mighty embarrassing time.
I remember listening as I left Big O Nukes driving home, listening to the Mike O'Mara show.
Pretty awkward.
I said, "What is she doing?"
Yeah,
it was terrible. It was horrible. The whole listening audience felt that way too. Had all the people in the studio. That was an awkward moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think most of the people on the show hated it, except maybe for one guy.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show,
I'll give you this. Someone sends me one, right?
As a gift.
Someone sends me one. If it's my own and no one else is ever going to touch it, I'd probably experiment.
You're setting yourself up, man.
No, I don't want
but
one
when
coming
you,
to
when
the
it
house.
Comes to your house
no.
and Carla's asking.
No, nobody's going to spend $10,000 for a doll. I don't want to. I don't want that to happen.
If somebody's trying to break up your marriage.
I would probably turn it away at the door because I have a child.
How would you know?
Well, I would come in and it would look like the box from a Christmas store.
Yeah.
That's a shadow. Hey, Pumpkins is sex doll.
As we stood in the street, basking in the glow, the hot glow of electric sex.
Real elastomer. It's got real elastomer. Yeah.
I feel the skin,
Does that make you happy? Does f***ing that love doll make you happy? Does that make you unhappy?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Only we would take brand new state-of-the-art love dolls and put them in the scene in A Christmas Story.
If
welcome back to the Mike
see
O'Mara
it from
Show.
Out here.
Oh, look at that. Cold weather is here and winter hydration is more important than you know. That's why you need Liquid IV. God, do I love Liquid IV. An electrolyte drink. It's a mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. It has so many good things for you. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. That's the benefit right there. And it tastes amazing. Best sports drink I have ever tasted. Proper hydration fights jet lag, prevents cold and flu, fights altitude sickness if you're climbing the Himalayas, aids in digestion, and it's the best thing for the morning after the night before. Liquid IV delivers hydration faster and more efficiently than water alone. I'll be taking a satchel of it out to Las Vegas, Nevada. It's non-GMO, it's vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and Liquid IV donates 1 serving to people in need for every order placed. It is good stuff. Plus, Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, Slugger, our listeners get 20% off at liquid-iv.com. Liquid-IV.com. Please remember to use the TMOS code. 20% off anything you order. Go to liquid-IV.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. So don't wait. Visit liquid-IV.com, promo code TMOS, to get hydrated today. And now, without further ado, it's time for Slugger. Oscars Day. A review and comment of the news is only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or any right-thinking citizens of the United States, except maybe Todd Moore. And now, Oscar's take. Oscar, at what age do you officially become middle-aged? A new survey asked 2,000 people, and the average answer was 47. The survey also asked people to name the top signs you're middle-aged. I will blast through quickly.
I'm 47.
The top 10. This is good for
this
you.
This is
then.
Right in my alley.
You're socially stunted.
Yes, thank you.
These are the number 10. You're more passionate about politics than ever before.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's true. Okay. You suddenly love going to stores like Home Depot and Lowe's.
Buzzer.
You've accepted the fact that you'll never fit into your old clothes again.
I'm fighting that good fight. I'm fighting that good fight.
Rob, that really doesn't, that would be DNA, right? Does not apply.
Well, all my old clothes are already huge.
You started.
I might open up a clothing store in my closet.
You started to really enjoy spending money on boring home improvement projects like putting in a new fence or new flooring.
I think you become more responsible. Yay.
Going on a cruise suddenly sounds like a lot of fun.
Ding.
Hey.
Yeah, well, you did. You realize you're older than most of the actors and musicians you like.
That's true.
Is it true?
The
Playboy Bunnies, yes.
Yeah, well, that's a long time ago. Playboy Bunnies, when you're out, you're college. Just out of college when that happens.
Oh, I was Playboy in a dorm bunnies, room you when, become I aware out, of that. When I found yeah. a bunny younger than me, yeah.
She's younger than me. Let me see. You thought you'd need glasses. You'd never need glasses, but now you do.
I need surgery on my eyes. As the doctor told me when I went to get LASIK, he said, you need a new eyeball. You're not a candidate. But thank you.
Okay, I get it. You notice wrinkles and gray hairs, but not just on your face and head.
True story.
Yeah,
true story.
Number two, you have a harder time tolerating other people's nonsense.
I think we just learned that in the last segment.
We're a walking, talking yes. example of that. By the way, I'm past this. I am beyond middle age. Right. I'm elderly now. I'm a senior citizen. You start noticing a lot of your coworkers are young enough to be your kids. Well, not with us. We have a small group, but our interns.
We don't procreate the way everyone else does.
You'd have to be boning pretty young to be my dad.
You're not elderly. I think you're technically elderly when you're 60, right?
You know what? 65. I'm not going to say I'm elderly because you know what? I didn't get the senior citizen discount in the theater.
What?
They it's 65 down there, and that sucks.
There you go.
It should be 55. I wanted it at 55.
You would get it
discounts.
If you pronounced it theater.
Theater. Theater. Theater. You're listening to Oscar State.
Oscar State. Wow.
In case you haven't heard, both of the big nationwide lotteries, Slugger, have massive jackpots right now. Tonight's Mega Millions is at $970 million. Yeah. I'll ruin the guy on the next deal. And Saturday's Powerball is $430 million.
Go That's buy your new Darren McGavin scratch tickets.
How you doing, Slugger? That's $1.4 billion combined. Wow, man.
Look at how beautiful it is.
Oscar, I'm sorry. I'm doing Darren McGavin during your segment. What do you think of the what's your take on the
Oscar's
on the lottery?
Take.
Oscar's take.
My dad was a lottery fan.
Yeah.
I'm a lottery fan, and one of my fondest memories and saddest memories are when my father would open up the paper and he'd have me match numbers with tickets he bought from the drugstore across the street from the World Health Organization because we never won. And I will buy at least $100 worth of tickets today because if you don't play, you can't win.
Rob, will you be playing today?
Yeah, I'll probably do about 40 bucks worth.
Yeah, we did about 30. We did about 30 bucks worth. And the three of us right now, not anybody else with the show.
Yes.
The three of us right now, let's make a commitment to each other if we win, all right?
Yes.
10 mil per person.
10 mil per person. Yeah.
Provided 10 mil. If one of us wins, we give the other two guys $10 million.
Unless the overall take is less than 10 million.
Oh, no. This has to be the big win.
Okay. I don't want to go into debt.
All right. This has to be whatever.
I was joking,
Oscar. Into debt.
I had to do a reverse mortgage.
This has to be the nine.
Oh, look what he gave us.
$10 million, Ralphie.
$10 million is beautiful, Ralphie.
If you could just see it from out here.
Oh, if you could just see it from out here.
$970 million we each get. So right. we'll be out. $20 million of the $970 will be for the other guys.
And right? I will pay off Pony's car.
Right. Pony, do you want in on that? Pony, do you want in on that?
I would love to get in on it, yeah.
Are you buying any lottery tickets?
No, of course not.
I'm sorry.
Then he's excused.
You're excused.
I'll break
from
him
it.
Off
That's
a
it.
Piece.
That's it. That's
I
it.
Win,
yeah,
Pony.
We'll all break him off a piece. We would all do that, but not 10.
Maddie, no. You're in as well. I got you.
I always pick the wrong numbers.
Let's not.
Great to hear from our primary computer programmer.
Pony boy, I always pick the wrong numbers. funny.
Thank you, Schlepprock.
That's my weekly funny right there. You're listening to Oscar's
tape.
Oscar, Panasonic just released a new invention that's straight out of a horrible version of the dystopian future. Like if you picture office life in the year 2075, everyone's going to be wearing these and miserable. It's called Wear Space. This is very weird.
Ew.
It's basically horse blinders, but for people. It's a band that blocks your peripheral vision by wrapping around the back of your head and jutting out just in front of your face.
Nice.
To make it so the only thing you can focus on is what's right in front of you, and it blocks noise, too. The inventors say the goal is, quote, to aid concentration by limiting your sense of sight and hearing. How about going into a cubicle? How about like going into a quiet room?
Who knew that Panasonic was still a thing?
Yeah. If you want one of these and to be the first lucky person, they're available on a Japanese crowdfunding site for $260. It's a, I guess it controls your field of vision. What's your take on that, Oscar?
Fellas, Oscar's take.
There's Oscar's a company take. Called LG.
Yes, that, life is good.
That has paper-thin televisions. They're winning the, I would say, the display race in America and around the world. This paper-thin television is this technology, one TV is $7,000, and it's a little TV.
Really?
Panasonic, with all their money, with all their might. You remember, people would buy Panasonic televisions, Panasonic Discmen. The fact that they...
They made the best personal DVD players, Panasonic, back before you could watch movies on laptops.
They make some of the best trimmers for beard trimming, believe it or not.
Yes, and other places.
Mm-hmm. Like your balls.
Oscar's take.
Oh, look at his balls.
If you could just see him from out
if
here.
If you could just see him from out here.
If you're innovating, stop concentrating on the balls and start concentrating on larger consumer goods.
Or redouble your effort on the balls. But just
Rob
don't
half-ass
it.
Rob and I already know, and he knows it, and I know it. The voice of Las Vegas is officially Darren McGavin.
And I was gonna bring it up to you after the show. But
if you could just see the stage from over here.
Oh, we've got two video monitors. If you could just see what I'm looking at right here.
There's always a voice, Oscar. Yes,
I love
does the murder mystery, Mike, does the murder mystery make you happy, son?
You want to take that off? All right, so what was your point? So LG's ahead of Panasonic shouldn't be dicking around with the blinders. Is that your point?
Don't dick around with blinders.
Right.
That's the cubicles, as you said.
Right.
Yep, exactly. $260. Please. That's come on. That. Oscar's take.
Oscar's take. Mm.
Oscar, finally, Justin Riley Brafford, he's 29. He faces a felony count of interference with a flight crew and a misdemeanor assault charge. I'm giving you the whole story because I really do want your take on it. According to a criminal complaint, Brafford got on a Southwest flight, your favorite
that's
airline.
My go-to.
Going from L.A. to Dallas on Tuesday, sat in a middle seat. The woman in the aisle seat next to him said that Brafford, put his arm on her leg as the plane was getting ready to take off, and that she leaned away from him and tried to ignore him. This really sounds like a bad scene here. Brafford got closer to the woman as the plane got airborne, she later told an FBI agent, and began playing footsies with her.
Oh.
Can you imagine how horrible that would be as a woman on an airplane? He also started asking her personal questions, her name, where she lived, whether she was staying alone at a hotel. When the woman declined an invitation to go out with him, Brafford whispered, "Don't F with me," into her ear.
Wow.
Yeah, this is nightmarish. She then asked a flight attendant if she could move to another seat. When she moved to the other seat, the man came across the aisle and confronted her. And then when the flight attendant called him on it, he got belligerent with the flight attendant who told the pilot, and the plane was diverted to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Based on one guy.
By one guy.
Wow.
And I welcome your take on this. We all have
Mike,
daughters.
I know that like you said, it's terrifying. It's a place that nobody wants their wives, daughters, sisters to be in. But I can't get by the fact that all I care about is I wonder if that guy's shoe size is a size 14.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. It's not relevant to the size.
Mike,
thank you very much. No, really, if you could see it over here.
You're pulling two trailers, man.
No, I'm not. We'll take a break,
Mike,
ladies
real
and gentlemen.
Quick, I just got a message from Trip Affleck that popped up on my phone. He says,
yes.
Try the Crown at home over your ice. Maybe it's Starbucks ice that's the problem.
I'm sure really? It's ice.
So, you know what?
I'd keep it in the bottle just as an experiment. We'd find out on Monday. That would be cool.
If I'm alive at happy hour tonight, I will try it again.
Very cool. That means he thinks it might be okay. That's
no, that means
neat.
He's a raging alcoholic, and he won't give up on the bottle.
Well, that's
makes
that,
me proud.
And also very tight.
All right, Bupkises, we're going to be taking a break and come back with the last audio vault of the week on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Frates from your favorite political podcast, Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the administration's abysmal response to the killing of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi. Elizabeth Warren launches her shadow presidential campaign and bites it hard. And we're looking at a record turnout for the midterms. We break down the numbers. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are
found. I have a favor to ask, and Oscar would probably appreciate this too. For Political Persuasions, I would appreciate everybody giving this one go before the end of the year. We're going to pull the plug on Political Persuasions by the holiday time. In the event that we do not get the
a certain number.
Support that we need, that's not a threat. I'm just that's reality, and that's the way it goes. We need to generate 2,000 more downloads.
Get
per,
on iTunes,
per episode,
5-star okay? review, subscribe.
And as the Imagineer of the
it's
show,
it's just the reality of it.
I want to throw this in. They were 1 week ahead of the story about the murdered journalist.
Yes,
and they really go in depth and explain a lot of things this week. That'll help you understand what's going on. You don't have to even have a political viewpoint on this. Just know the facts, and they do a great job explaining it.
And
this is a great episode to check out.
The final question. If you're watching at home on YouTube or streaming live, I hold a bottle in my hand that is orange and full of water and liquid IV.
Right.
But is this bottle a size 14?
Now stop it. God, he is obsessed with this. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by our TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. The time to start your holiday shopping is now, but don't panic. It's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Your holy trinity of retail bargains featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. But wait, here's the best part. When you access these sites through our portal, stop it. You're supporting. Okay, that's
I'm out.
You're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun and smart. I'm smart.
You're smart.
Just make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We want you to hit that hard. Cost you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the only way to shop. Now go spend money. And let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, October 19, 2018.
Last night, Mike, a little boy in Florida's dream came true.
Kimbrel deals in the air, deep left field, hit well. Benintendi on the run. He's got it! And the Boston Red Sox are headed to the World Series. World Series bound. The fourth trip in the last 15 years. And the first
hard
time
to believe.
Since 2013. The Red Sox are headed to the World Series.
Now, when I heard this, I had a question cross my mind. What do you feel like? Do you feel like you need to explain to, say, a teenager that has only lived in a lifetime where the Red Sox have been to the big dance four times, and
amazing.
Then your entire life and your dad's entire life leading up to it, the curse that hung heavy at Fenway?
Yeah.
Do you feel
it's
that
different.
It's different now? How does that affect you when you see the win?
It affects you. You're not the high is not as high. I'd be lying if I said it was. It's still fun. You're still a big fan, and I still get into it, but it's not what it was. Nothing will ever replace. And I think this goes out to all of you sports fans that are listening to my voice right now. I love sports. I love watching sports. I love all kinds of sports. It's a lot of fun. Part of our fabric of our culture. I really enjoy this. But for those kids that are out there that are rooting for teams that are long suffering, you know, your Cleveland Indians, your teams that haven't been there in a while. I can't stress this enough, that if you are fortunate enough within your lifetime, even if you're not fortunate enough, the quest and the unfulfilled quest of a championship when you're rooting for a particular team, when you're into it, is most of the fun.
Yeah.
It's most of the fun. I mean, we you know, that it's great to win all the time.
but it's not as satisfying as if you've waited and suffered. And that it, good things come to those who wait. It's much better, much more satisfying. So for those of you that root for teams that haven't had a championship and you're long suffering, embrace that suffering because it makes the wins all the sweeter. The that's all I can say.
Yep.
Caps, exactly, same example.
And as a casual sports fan,
that'll never happen again for Caps fans.
I'm just a casual sports fan, but I'll always remember when the Cubs won the World Series. It was a magical thing, and you could really feel
it. Great.
Yeah.
It's great. So this is fun. It'll be fun to see who they play. And as Rob pointed out, the only reason I want it to be the Los Angeles Dodgers is so I can watch Larry behind home plate, because that will be almost as important to me as the Red Sox playing in the World Series.
Do you think Monday we could talk to Larry about it?
I think it'd be a great idea.
I'd love to talk to him.
By Monday, I think it might have all shaken loose.
So we'll know.
We'll know if we have it.
Now, when your kid goes to school, do they have hot lunch?
I do not know. My wife is actually just beginning the process of getting him into the public school system down here. And to be honest with you, in this part of the country, a hot lunch is when they eat outside.
Okay. So the hot lunch at the high school my kids go to gets pretty high marks. They say the food is pretty good. But they don't go to school in Nebraska. Don't eat the chili if you go to school in Nebraska.
A school superintendent in Nebraska is now apologizing to parents after a school chef added an exotic meat to the chili he was serving up for lunch.
Yeah, listen to this. He added kangaroo meat. So the district leader did not hesitate to alert parents about the unusual addition. He says the head cook added kangaroo because it was, quote, a very lean meat.
It's a very lean meat, Mike. Kangaroo. And what I love about that is not just the fact that in Nebraska you get kangaroo meat in your chili. In Nebraska, that's the kind of talent that's on television.
Kangaroo.
Was it on special? Like,
I don't
know. How do you even make that decision?
Yeah. Did you get it at the local Piggly Wiggly? What's going on there? I don't get that.
I bet
that
Wegman sells it. Here's the Nebraska school superintendent who makes a statement that says nothing.
I've heard reports of that, but like I said, our statement is our statement. So I'm just going to stay at that. I'm just not going to discuss that. And like I said, our statement is our statement.
Well, that clears it up.
Would you like to hear from the principal of the school where they serve that?
Please.
All right, here we go. Come on in. Want a jolly swig, Minky Boy and Billy Bong under the shade of a gooly bar tree? I'm dead. Nice to see you, boy.
It's a very lean meat. Cardi B is a wonderful, lovely lady. Mm-hmm. She was on Kimmel this week and explained that when she gave birth, it was kind of hard on her and it broke her vagina. And that was a sort of a shocking thing. And she also says that since she's been a mother, she's having to wax more. Here's Cardi B to discuss waxing.
You know, as I get older and I wax more, I notice that my mustache is getting thicker. But it's cool, though, because bitches with mustaches got good patience.
What?
Am I right?
You right, sis.
Talk about it, bitch.
Damn.
What's up? F*** you mean, though. What's up?
Yeah, that's nice. Not only am I proud she made that video.
I'm asking a legitimate question.
Proud she put
how
it
many
on
hit records? How many hit records has she had?
Top of the charts.
Yeah, and still
top
very
of the charts.
Powerful.
How many times?
I would say
really,
three.
How many?
Three.
Absolute. And then, by the way, that is the absolute max, right?
Right now, yes.
Chart topping.
Yes.
Like within the last, and probably
last
within
year.
The last 2 years.
Yes.
And I'm being conservative on both counts.
Yes. Yes.
Just double checking here. So her fame. It's great that she's got two to three, and I'll say two.
Okay, let's go with two, sure.
In a year. But her fame, she gets her fame by being that person.
Yeah, you know what?
That's where she gets it from.
Well, I first became a fan of hers when I bought her audiobook.
Thank you.
So there's that. I like John Stamos still. I think he's a very funny man and a charming man, but he's the only person that I think in the recent history has used the word C-block on the Kelly Ripa show and talking about a very interesting reason.
Are you working on baby number two? That's
he's
very
a new
personal.
Father. New father.
Ryan, how dare you ask?
Thank you for telepathically asking that.
We're trying, but my... The kid's like a C block. Can I say that?
Yes,
like,
we know.
So I don't know if that's going to come back to haunt him that he called his newborn child a C block.
Yeah, well, they all are. You know that.
It's very true.
Right.
For his life, he's never had to deal with anything that blocked his way.
Well, Dave Coulier.
Do you know what I did the other day? This
What's
how
that?
Pathetic I am. I went on clickbait the other day on David Spade's women. Have you ever done that?
It's amazing.
Have you ever done a clickbait on David Spade's women? It's mind-boggling.
Did you know that
David, I bet he has big feet.
David Spade's fortune is beyond belief.
Why?
Because he didn't just make money from his movies. Uh-huh. He made money from his investments in the Kate Spade brand.
Oh, because that's his half-sister, right?
That was.
Yeah, it was his half-sister. Yes. Wow.
Wow. I didn't know that. And they went through... They go, his women, his hot women go back so far.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still dating these turbo hot.
Was it Spin City where his character was?
No, like, Just Shoot Me.
Just Shoot Me. It was a just womanizer. Right?
Yeah.
Like, was like a and ladies' man.
And he adopted the lifestyle.
No, but
I mean,
that,
all the way back, you know, back in the day.
I remember cast members saying that character was based off of what people saw in real life.
Oh, really?
With David Spade.
It's true. I don't think he's ever been married, right?
Yeah. Wow.
He's had a kid, but he's never been married.
I recommend highly his book and even more so his audiobook. Seriously, he pulls no punches. He's got a lot of showbiz stories and he's very, very entertaining guy. I like David Spade.
Okay, very good.
Let's close with this with a statistic. We don't focus on numbers a lot during the Audio Vault, but you brought up the lottery during Oscar's take. The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot, 1 in 302.6 million. The odds of winning Powerball, 1 in 292 million, which means if you were to play both, the chance of winning both of them is 1 in 88 quadrillion. That's 88 followed by 15 zeros.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Good luck, everybody. Have a great weekend.
That was worth a good ending. Way to go. Thanks for joining us.
Nice.
Yeah! Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. And hey, everybody. Last full week before Vegas week. We're very excited about that. We have one more week of shows, and then we start the countdown to Vegas. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Cheers.
Ciao, ciao.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s, the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s themed mystery starring Justin Schlegel, Robin Joe, plus Mike, Rob, and Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.